This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show. Joining me now, Kevin Lytle with the Fort Collins, Colorado. And normally we're talking all things CSU, but you had a fascinating little tidbit for us yesterday. The UNC Bears, Kevin, are joining the Pac-12. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Pac-12 just wanted to plant a flag in Greeley.
Yeah. I think you had people thrown for a little. It's not all of the Bears, of course. We're talking wrestling today.
Yeah, it's funny. Immediately got the reaction from someone of, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're doing this. I said, well, you didn't read the story, did you?
Yeah.
I said, no, I did not.
No, and it was...
So, yeah, it's one of those, it is funky how it happens, you know, because different schools have different sports and whatever, but not every conference has every sport, and not every school has every sport. So sometimes you have to find a new home, and so for wrestling is one of those, not every conference offers it. So the Pac-12 looks like they're trying to beef up. Obviously Northern Colorado has some great wrestling, so I can't say I follow college wrestling that closely just because the school I cover doesn't have it, but that seems like a good addition for the Pac-12.
Yeah, it is, and again, I'm kind of like you. I don't know enough about the wrestling stuff, but I believe the Bears were in the Big 12 on the wrestling side, which I always thought was Kevin, again, I'm maybe more asking. I always thought the Big 12 was a pretty good conference for wrestling.
Yeah, I had thought that as well. It's going to be interesting because, wrestling certainly has quite a big following. Like, obviously, media rights deals and those things are built around, we know this. It's built around football and then basketball. But as far as, overall, conference quality, across the board, you want to be good. And so if, the Pac can add some weight there, they certainly would be happy to have a bunch of good wrestling programs.
Yeah. We'll see kind of how that one unfolds. But there's Kevin Lytle with a little UNC news in the Colorado. And Kevin, that's got to be one of the few times that pops up on the agenda.
Hey, we don't get to get much wrestling talk in on our shows usually, so it's nice to be able to throw that in.
Every time I interview a coach or a wrestler, I'm just like, I wrestled in junior high, so I kind of know a little bit, but they're always, I wouldn't put those up there with my best work. I'll just say that, Kevin.
No, it's one of the kind of fun things of both our jobs. When I started in this career, obviously younger years, one of my main jobs was covering high school sports, and you cover every sport doing that job, and so you have to learn some of them, and wrestling for me was one. I hadn't had much exposure around it, but then going and covering high school state wrestling championships, and there's some amazing wrestlers here. In Fort Collins, Windsor obviously always has a bunch of great ones. I had to learn the sport and, really enjoyed it. State wrestling is one of my favorite things, to cover.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of funny, just the things you learn in this job. One of the cool parts about it, we get to come across a lot of different things that maybe otherwise we wouldn't have.
And yeah.
For me, wrestling is one.
No question. Kevin, one of the things you do know quite a bit about, you cover regularly, is this basketball team for Colorado State. We went through the roster last week. You were kind of giving us your ideas as far as percentage chance these guys would be back. We've got you covered this in the Colorado the other day. The first one fell. Augie Kadulis, we talked about him. I think that was one of them you didn't feel that confident about, that he would be back, for maybe even for his reasons or CSU's reasons.
Yeah. He was one of the ones I kind of had flagged as a, from the rotation, a potential transfer, because, he didn't play as many minutes as he had previously, and what each side would want. So not a big surprise that he left. He's a solid player. He's clever, really smart at, drawing fouls, things like that. I think he's a good player, probably just not the perfect fit and role, at CSU for him. But he'll find a good spot. But I also think from the CSU side, I think they're fine.
Yeah, and so that's the first one, Kevin. Are you hearing anything else about the rest of the guys on this roster?
Yeah, I think what I went through last week with you still feels pretty good. I think they're going to keep the vast majority of that rotation. You know, there were, like I said, eight guys, if you take Jevin out, which, you know, I think it's safe to take Jevin out, that could return, that were part of the rotation. Augie is one. He's one I thought might go. I think they'll probably lose one more, but I think most of that rotation is going to return. And, you know, assuming that proves true, or if that proves true, CSU will have great continuity heading into the Pac-12, and continuity is a great way to win in you know, modern college basketball.
Well, and Kevin, if they can return, you know, a good portion of the roster, the most important pieces on the roster, we got to be talking about this team being maybe, you know, one to watch out for. I'm not saying they'd be the favorite, but maybe one to kind of consider as a dark horse or something.
Absolutely. I think if you know, like I say, if you keep that, you know, six of that eight of the rotation, and then, you know, do some tinkering in the transfer portal, you have to be feeling good about their chances. And, yeah, not going to be a favorite. There's a school some people may have heard of called Gonzaga. I think it's probably fair to say they're going to be the preseason number one in the pack, probably this year, next year, the year after, and the year after, and the year after, and the year after. But CSU, if they do that, that's how, you know, their best teams the last handful of years under Nico and Ali have had good continuity. So, no, it would be huge if that happens. And like I say, everything I'm hearing is pretty positive about that.
It's still crazy just to hear you say that kind of stuff. Like, hey, CSU's in the same conference as Gonzaga. Like, it's just weird to hear it.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun, interesting to see those matchups, you know, when they first play, you know, obviously, especially when Gonzaga first come to CSU for a conference game this next season, that's going to be really exciting. But yeah, it's still funky to kind of think through that. I'm like, wow, that's really happening.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and he is our CSU Rams insider. You also, just kind of a smorgasbord of different news topics here, but you noted that Jay Norvell already moving up the ladder there at his new team with Iowa, moving up to the running backs coach. Kind of interesting there.
Yeah, definitely. They had kind of like CSU has had some late changes. I believe their running backs coach went to the NFL. And Jay moves up there. It's a place he's really comfortable. There are a lot of coaches on staff that he knows well. Now gets to move into that role, and you know, maybe after that run as a head coach, maybe, you know, we kind of talked about it with Bobo a bit too, but maybe that's a more comfortable place for him too. Of just get to coach ball. You know, obviously a school like Iowa is gonna have a big staff, so he probably doesn't even have a huge recruiting load on him. So yeah, I think that's probably a good spot for him, and everything I hear is that he's feeling pretty happy out there.
Yeah, I mean, I know I asked you when he was first fired by CSU. Do you see him ever getting back into a head coaching role, or do you think that he'd be more comfortable in this kind of setup?
Yeah, I mean, given, you know, age and circumstance and everything, you know, obviously Jay always, you know, acted and seemed younger than his actual years, but obviously that does come in at some point. I feel like I could see him riding, you know, a P4 assistant job for a while until he decides to retire. I'd be kind of surprised if he becomes a head coach again, because again, he was pretty vocal about disliking some of the, you know, things you deal with, you know, in this era of football as a head coach. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, he's an Iowa assistant, you know, maybe until he decides he's done coaching.
Kevin, how's my hiking buddy doing, Coach Jim Mora? How's spring football? I say that in jest. I haven't hiked with him yet. Not without trying, but maybe that's the dream, Kevin. That's the dream.
Yeah. No, we're cooking right along. I mean, it's both feels early, but in some ways feels like it's been going on a while. The pseudo spring game, if you will, spring showcase, they're calling it, is next week, the 11th. They actually still have a few practices after that, which is interesting. But yeah, they're kind of, I think it's about the midway point. You can see it coming together, you know, looking, you know, more like it's supposed to look pretty much. Today was a really intense, feisty day. They did a lot of, you know, good on good type drills, some kind of 2-minute drills and things like that. And players were getting, you know, pretty fired up in it. So pretty good competition. So again, still too early to know really what they're going to be. But you can see some of the pieces.
Nothing that really, really sticks out just yet, Kevin? Anything more so than what we talked about last week?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it is a very real quarterback competition, I feel. I think Kasan Farrar and Haas Haney are both legitimately competing for that job, which we haven't seen a quarterback competition at CSU in quite a long time, a real one. I mean, there's been sort of hints and claims at it, but it was pretty much all in on Clay Millen. It was pretty much all in on Braden Fowler-Nicolosi, and, you know, until a pretty hard and sudden shift away from each of those guys. This looks and feels to me like a very, very legit competition between those two guys. So going to be really interesting to see it play out.
It is because, you know, we had talked about that when we first learned the news of Haas Haney, and it was kind of like, yeah, he'll probably be the guy. But as you're talking and watching more and more, it does seem like this is actually a true quarterback competition.
Yeah. I feel very comfortable and confident in saying that it is. And Kasan Farrar is a talented player as well. I think the good thing is, again, you know, it's practice. It's hard to know for sure, but it seems like you have two guys that can make stuff happen on the field. So I think they have pretty good options there.
I'm getting excited. I know it's April and I know it's spring, but I'm really looking forward to the Jim Mora era. I can't wait till next year.
Yeah, it's a big time for CSU. Absolutely, no doubt.
All right, my friend Kevin, always good to catch up with you, man. And we'll look to chat with you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brady.
All right, man. Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. Yeah, a couple of interesting tidbits there. I thought the Augie Cadoulis thing figured, you know, Kevin was, I think he was more or less pretty confident that he would go, that he would enter the transfer portal. And then the wrestling news, Mike, why would UNC get out of the Big 12 to go to the Pac-12?
They probably want to win more championships.
Oh,
right? I mean,
okay.
The Big 12 is more legit. They're way more legit.
But there's just not a chance.
But you have yourself an opportunity to dominate every year.
Yeah. I guess, honestly, I read that story from Kevin. I almost thought he was doing an April Fool's thing on that UNC was going to the Pac-12. But it was kind of a fooly thing because he was like, UNC is going to the Pac-12. And so a lot of people, without reading that, are like assuming football, basketball, or that kind of thing.
That's the first thing I thought was basketball.
Yeah, that they would just for some reason have the basketball team in the Pac-12.
Would you think less of Kevin if that was an April Fool's joke?
It would be uncharacteristic of Kevin. From what I know of his career, it'd take a lot for me to think less. He and I have developed a very good friendship, so no, I wouldn't. But I also would be very shocked if he ever did one of those, like, full-on April Fools-y kind of deals. He's not a gotcha kind of guy.
And we know him. I know him a little bit off the air. I've seen him, you know, laugh. I've seen him, you know, joke around. I would actually not like it if he, a legitimate news source, did that.
He's one of those guys when you describe a reporter and what their job is and how seriously he takes that job, he's one of the guys we're talking about. Like, Tanner and we can report on stuff, but we build what we do here based on our opinions and entertainment. And Kevin's entertaining by writing and reporting factual stuff, but he's not going to be a guy that, you know, writes thousands and thousands of words of his opinions or whatever. He's going to kind of give you the story. He lays it out for you to play it out, I guess you could say.
Yeah, he's not on that page of the newspaper, so to speak.
Yeah, no. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. All right, we got more stuff to talk about, Mike. We'll get into it. It's the whole show. Don't go anywhere, Michael. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.